Rule number one is simply to think, which means to operate from an enlightened mindset. We all have a natural tendency to treat our daily conversations with a great deal of casualness. One of your main objectives as a master communicator is to take a more serious look at both the positive and negative consequences in the way we interact with each other. That way, you can empower yourself with the right kind of thinking that will guide you naturally toward building better personal and professional relationships through smarter and more effective communication habits. Here are three ways I've chosen to define the word think. Number one, to reason about, ponder, or formulate in the mind. Two, to mentally process information, ideas, or concepts in order to effectively reach sought outcomes and internal desires. And three, as it applies to this book, the first level at which you need to organize in order to achieve everyday communication success and the ultimate goal of establishing and developing outstanding interpersonal relationships. Let's take a look at some constructive ways to think that will help you in your quest for successful everyday communication and improved relationships. Some of these ideas may already be a part of your personal mindset and will serve as a confirmation of wise thinking, but other items here may be something for you to seriously consider adopting into your new enlightened mindset. The first strategy to help you operate from an enlightened mindset is to realize that all relationships present opportunities. We all agree that great relationships with other people have multiple benefits, including a chance to share ideas freely during conversations. But even interactions involving those we hardly know or with difficult individuals can be looked at as potential learning experiences. With folks who we encounter superficially in our daily lives, it's a chance to work on developing friendlier habits. And for people who we don't especially like to be around, a conversation is a chance to become a better listener, see things from their point of view, or to respond in a more understanding fashion. When we realize that all interactions with people present opportunities to practice your skills and test your character, then you'll be on your way to more rapid improvement in your communications. Another idea to be aware of is people can open unseen doors for you. You never know who might say good things about you and who they could be chatting with during these conversations. If you develop a reputation as a friendly person of great value, then your stock will rise through word of mouth. That will result in other people wanting to meet you, becoming friends, and even introducing you to others in their circle of influence. Realize that people will do this naturally without your prior knowledge or conscious efforts. Another idea to be aware of is some relationships may come back to haunt you. When we treat other people carelessly or unfairly, we can leave them with resentment toward us. And while this may only result in having nothing to do with each other, it also means that you won't likely get any favors from them in the future either. Worse yet, some people may go out of their way to say bad things to you behind your back, and as a result, close the door on potential opportunities. My father always told me to be kind to other people when they need you, because you never know when the tables may be turned around years later, and you're the one who needs a favor from that other person. Keep this in mind before you get tempted to say any unkind or unflattering words to someone. It's also important to remember when considering leaving someone out of your life. The bottom line is, remember that in order to talk like a winner in the broadest sense, you must think like a winner as well. All you have to do is follow a simple and powerful rule. Operate from an enlightened mindset. Once you appreciate the significance of this essential part of successful communication, it's only a matter of playing around with the ideas, practicing with a greater sense of purpose, and putting it to the test regularly in your own life until it becomes an automatic habit. It will be a lot easier than you ever imagined.